Yeah.
Until where?
Zion, through Zion.
Okay, so Simon Nun Beis, Dina Birchus Bore Priya Eitz, Ubore Priya Adama Fesha Kol, Ubo Yud Ches Seifim. So Ala Peres HaGadein LeBe'ilon, on Peres that grow on a tree, Mevarchan Bore Priya Eitz. Va Peres HaGadein LeBe'adama, Vehein Kol Minei Lifton, VeYirakos, VeKitnius, VeTartaka, VeAsavin, Mevarchan Bore Priya Adama. Right? So, again, and the fruits is bara priya eitz, and vegetables is bara priya adama. V'loy nikra ilon elazesh anofim shaloy nishorim gam b'chayref. This is a little confusing, meaning a tree, what's, how do you define a tree? This is the big banana shaila, right? How do you define a tree? A tree is that its branches stay even in the winter, right? Obviously in the summer. And then it has new leaves. It grows by itself. Well, we call it a perennial. I think it's called a perennial. Meaning it grows by itself. Even if the branches are so thin like flax. But if the branches are totally gone in the winter, and all you have left is the root, that's not called a tree. And then you would make on the fruits of that tree a bara priya adama. And then you get into, well, does this apply to trees that are low lying on the ground? I don't know if that's the right word, but so that's the question. So, and that's the banana issue, and some berries, are they bara priya eitz, bara priya adama? Okay, fine. Beis al davar she'ein gidulim min ha'aretz, and something that doesn't grow from the ground, come by basar, dogim, chalav, gvina, v'chein al kol minei mashkim, and all sorts of liquids, chutz min ha'yayin, except for wine, obviously, v'shem min zayis and olive oil, and b'vorchon sha'akol, we make sha'akol, v'teves niya, I'm sorry, yesh lemer ha'yud bekomas. The way the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is saying it is that you say Nihiya with a komatz, right? As because Nihiya means in the past tense. And if you say Nihiya, that's in the present tense. Fine. Gimel, Kameinu Pitrios, mushrooms and what do you call it? Truffles. Even if they grow from the moisture that's in the ground, it does not get nourishment from the ground. It gets from the air. Right? So, it's not called Priya Adama. You make a bracha sha'akol on mushrooms. A lot of people are not aware of that. They just think mushrooms are vegetables, and you make adama, you don't make adama.
But have we passed in that it's shahakol, not adama, right?
What? Mushrooms?
Mushrooms.
Mushrooms is shahakol, yes, no question. Mushrooms is shahakol. The only thing is the, and we, I think we discussed it the other night, is what do you call it? Hydroponics. Right, hydroponics is either they, there's two ways, maybe there's more than, probably more than two ways. Either grow it in water, you grow the vegetables in water, or you grow it you can grow it in some dirt. So the first issue is if you grow things in flower pots as opposed to in the ground. So you say bara priya adama on that, even though it's in dirt, but the dirt's not in the ground. So that, it seems most places can hold that would be adama. But in hydroponics, that's already a much bigger machlokes, whether what bracha you make on it. Many say
it's
adama.
It's dependent on the water, not the ground.
Correct. So many say it's shahakol. I used to go with the opinion that it was shahakol, and then it seems like, since it looks like vegetables, it smells like vegetables, and are vegetables, so then it seems like there were more poskim that held that it's still hadama. Okay, but yeah, I guess the own shilas. Fine. Aim of Archon, obviously, the better, and we've been learning Hichus Brachas long enough here, that you would know that if you're not sure what bracha to make on hydroponics, so then take a drink and make shakal. Well, and take a different vegetable that you know is definitely not hydroponic and make hadama on that, and then you're good to go. Dalin ein mevarch un bare priya eitz a bare priya adama el al davar shu toiv lechol chai v'gam haderech hu loch lechai. Only on something that is good to eat it raw, and that's the derech to eat it raw, like onions, which we're going to see in the next sif. Avol im ein haderech loch lechai, but if it's not the derech to eat it, I'm sorry, that's not onions. Onions you don't eat raw, at least most of the time, but. Like carrots and peppers and tomatoes. You eat it raw. That's the main way to eat it. So that's hadamah. But if it's not the derech to eat it raw, only to eat it cooked, like onions, or onions, garlic, or usually sharp vegetables. Even though you could eat it raw, it's good. It's not so chashuv when it's raw. You don't make the bracha on it. Only when you eat it when it's mevushal. But if you eat it when it's raw, but if you eat it raw, then you only make a bracha shakol. And that's what you're supposed to do with onions. And if you did by mistake, if you by mistake made a hadama on an onion, you don't go back and make shakol, right? Because it's still at least from the ground. The kavosh areo kamevushal, and kavosh is mevushal. Lachain al kruv kraut kavosh, mevarchin bayre pri hadama. You make a bayre pri hadama. Lachain meliach, and the same thing with salt. Hu mevushal inyan zeh. That's also kimevushal inyan zeh. That's also considered kimevushal. So then you would make hadama on it. Hey, alat nine mevarchin bayre pri hadama. Radishes, you get bayre pri hadama. V'chein al shumim ubetzalim kishen rakin, onions and garlic when they're soft. The darker lachon chayin, because they're soft, the assumption is they're not so sharp, so people eat them raw. Af al pish al pi roiv ein eichlen oisem rakim apas. Even though al pi roiv, you don't eat them only with bread. Mikomokim gam im eichlen beloy pas. Even if you eat them without bread, mevarchan aleim bayre pri adama. You make a brocha bayre pri adama.
Purple onions also, right?
Purple onions, I would think also. But again, I don't know. This is going back way back when. Now I think a lot of people eat raw onions. I don't think they eat it straight, like bite out of them. But you see them in by hamburgers and stuff. People put raw onions on. I don't know if that's considered eating it by itself. I'm not sure. But I would think that purple onions, the same thing. Avalim is ginu, but if they got old, shame harifim oid, which then when they get old, they get very sharp. That's not the derech to eat them raw. So then you have to make a bracha shakol. Right. So and that's the maror. Right. So why are we making bracha for alachilas maror on what's it called, on romaine lettuce? It's not bitter. The reason is it is bitter. Right. It's bitter if you'd let it sit. We don't let it sit, so that's why it's not bitter. But really, be'etzim, it is bitter. All right? Fine. So that's an issue, though. If you would eat the onions, like, is eating the onions on a hamburger considered that you're eating it raw, or is that you're only eating it when it's on a hamburger? But if it wouldn't be on a hamburger, you wouldn't eat it raw. So is that considered raw or not? That's a shiloh. Fine. Vav dvarim shem toivim yosek shem chayin. Things that are better when they're raw. Mikashem uvushalim than when they're cooked. Shah bishul megarea oison. Bishul actually makes it worse. Meaning it's good raw and not where ain mevarchan alein kishem uvushalim. You don't make a bracha on them when they're mevushal. Ela shahakol, only shahakol. Vav pisha bishul in basar, and even though you cook them with meat, val yidei basar nishtabchu, and with basar they actually improve. Mikol makom oz habasar hu ha'ikar, but the basar is the ikar. Ve'im mevarchan alein ela shahakol, and you only make a bracha shahakol. Aval im bishlan ba'ayfin shehin ha'ikar, but if you cook them in the way that the ikar, mikol makom nishtabchu, they do get improved. Kegan shetignan b'shuman, if you fry them in fats, like with dvash or with honey, you could use with similarly mevarchan alein habracha harilahen. We make a bracha that's right to them. Demali im nisbashal b'mayim. What's the difference if it gets cooked in water, or b'shuman, or with fats, udvash and honey? Fine. Zion. Mine peiros agruim. We're going to Zion. Zion to Ches, I think. I think, yeah, Zion.
You finish Zion and you're done. You don't start Ches tomorrow.
Okay, thanks. Mine peiros agruim. Peiros that are bad, right? Hagedalim ala todim v'koitzim, that they grow on thorn bushes and these, you know, small little bushes, sort of like they're weeds. Or trees that just grow from themselves. Nobody planted them. Meaning they're just, it's like weeds. Like the apples from a forest. When they're raw, they're not roy lachila. Even though they fry them with honey and sugar. And they're roy lachila. You don't make a bracha on them, only she'akol. Havaluzin, hazelnuts, afal pi she'gedelim v'yar, even though they grow in the forest, chashuvim heim, they're very chashuv, v'mavarchan aleyen, pyre priyates, and you make a bracha on them, pyre pri ha'etz. Right, so those, I don't know what the din is, l'maisa, with those little apples that they find growing some places. Upstate, you have it a lot. Sounds like maybe you should make she'akol on them, because they're not really roi la'achila. But I'm not sure. Okay, we'll stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night.